Grab your favorite caffeinated beverage and get cozy because you are listening to Mindful as a Mother with Paige Bruce and Lindsay Adams.
Do you remember those toys from when we were kids where you would fit the different shaped pegs into the different shaped holes?
Yeah.
That's a lot like parenting, except when you have a neurodivergent child, using traditional parenting techniques is like trying to put the round peg in the star hole.
That's exactly how I felt when I discovered that Sam was neurodivergent. I knew that traditional parenting techniques and even the approaches that I was taught in grad school, they didn't feel right in my soul to like supporting who he was as a human. And they also just weren't effective. And that's when I discovered the power of responsive parenting.
Exactly. So if you are like us and are interested in tailoring responsive parenting techniques to your neurodivergent world, check out our Parenting Your NeuroSpicy video series. You can find it in our Stand store at the link in the show notes.
It is so hard to find social and emotional learning toys that will actually be engaging and fun for your child. And that's why we are so excited that we are partnering with Slumberkins.
In our home, we're really struggling right now with the idea that I'm the worst kid ever. I'm a horrible sister anytime we make a mistake. And so we recently brought in the Yak, which is all about self-acceptance for kids. And it's made such a difference. When we're struggling, we can remember that our brain is lying to us and say Yak's affirmation, I am loved as I am. When things get tough, I go back to my heart. I know I am enough.
Oh, I love this. It's hard for me to find toys that are in or stuffies that are engaging for my kids. And normally I take them to my office, but with the Slumberkins, I haven't even been able to get them to my office because my kids are so obsessed. So if you want to try Slumberkins, you can go to their website. We'll also put it in the show notes and use the code MindfulAsAMother for 15% off at checkout.
This podcast is not intended to be a substitute for therapy or the therapeutic relationship, and the information given in this podcast is purely for educational purposes and is not intended to replace the advice of a professional.
Hello and welcome back to Mindful as a Mother. My name is Lindsay Adams and I'm here with
Paige Bruce. Let's get it.
And this is the last episode of season 3.
It's the wrap up. Dun, 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 dun. You know, like in Full House when they're like, wake up, like the San Francisco theme song?
Yeah.
That's what I think of. Wrap up. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun. Somebody will understand me.
Yeah, someone. Someone out there. Look at it. How do you feel about the end of season 3?
Conflicted.
Ooh, okay, good one. Tell me more.
Oh, I dropped my water. We've covered so much ground in this season, and I think it was incredible, and I think it's helped so many people, and I think I'm ready for a little bit of an intellectual break.
Same. And I'm starting to feel more pumped about season 4 and, like, the research process for season 4.
Yeah.
And so even though I'm sad, I'm excited to focus my attention towards like something I'm more interested in because we know neurodivergent peeps have interest-driven nervous systems. And so I feel like because, you know, we're at the end, my interest was waning on
this one.
On this
season. I feel like we've said all we can say about this, which you'll feel that way next year too.
Yes. No, it happens at the end of every, that's how I know it's time. Season. Like, right. Yeah. Like it's the culmination of we've done this. It's time to wrap it up.
We've done this for a solid year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Can we circle back to this time last year when I suggested prepping podcast episodes based around things and you were like, no, I can't do that. Not that dramatic, but remember what it was like before?
Yeah, it was super stressful. It gets less stressful every year. Like this year, the podcast hasn't felt stressful to me. So like the process we were using before. Okay, so backstory, history of Mindful as a Mother. I did the first season by myself.
Mm-hmm. And I was a guest.
And she was my first guest that was not Tim.
Oh, I actually didn't know that.
It was either you or Laura from Lolo Home Kitchen. Shout out to her. We love her.
We love her. Go look at her. LolaHomeKitchen.com for all of your recipe and meal planning needs.
She's like our business bestie friend.
Yes.
But I was just like, it get chaotic, like learning as I go, messy action. So like, I have ADHD, but I'm also the person that is like, I don't overthink action steps. So my thing was, I want to start a podcast. I didn't like plan it out, think of the best way to do it. I was just like, I'm just going to sit down and start recording shit. And I did it and it worked. And now like we've refined. So second season, I added Paige and we got married in a business married. And then, so we're coming up on our 2-year wedding anniversary. Please send us all the gifts.
Yay.
Just kidding. And then that season for me was all about like figuring out our partnership and how do we structure this podcast and run a business together. And so we split up the episodes and we were like taking turns. Cause like, I think that's how we take 50% off of each plate. That still felt chaotic. Cause there was no plan.
Yeah. Like sometimes we would relate on the topic. Sometimes they were all fruitful. They're all skill based.
Yeah.
They're
go
all
back and
like
listen.
Supportive
They're
parenting
all good.
Stuff.
Yeah.
But we weren't really meshed.
I think of it like, this is like a therapist metaphor. You know how kids, when they're little, they don't actually play with their friends. It's like parallel play is what they call it.
Yeah.
So it's like your toddler's
you're playing
like,
next to somebody.
So one kid's playing blocks and the other kid's playing Legos. Like I feel like that's, we were in that phase of our relationship. We were in the infancy phase. We were parallel playing.
Or toddlers.
Toddlers.
Little babyish.
We're a little babyish. And then this season has been like, more focused, more intentional. We record all the episodes together. We also have done a lot of like systems for our brains where we meet every quarter. We record a bunch of episodes. So we're not like trying to do it in between.
Yeah.
And that has been wonderful, even though I'm resistant to the change.
Yes. It has been really great. It was like, I don't know. I remember when we met at the Murder Podcast House, which was in Idaho. We're in Idaho now, but it was a different spot in Idaho, in the middle of pretty much nowhere, and it was spooky. When we were like, I think we should pick a thing that resonates, that our audience needs, and divide it up. And it was like, we're feeling it out.
Yeah, we felt it out, and I'm glad we did it. And so now, going into next season, I feel like, yeah, let's do this.
It's
like,
just become habitual. The podcast used to be so much time and energy and much more difficult, I think. And it's just become like such an automated process within what we're doing that supports people.
Yeah. And so, and I also loved the theme of the season. And I think it's been been on track with our own personal growth journey of like exploring our own neurodivergence, how it impacts us, but then also what that looks like in a neurodiverse family of like raising neurodivergent kids.
Yeah. Yes. And so dividing it, like we took one book that we actually took and broke it down into easily digestible pieces applied to adults and applied to children parenting neurodivergent children, ADHD. I think it was more specific around ADHD children and we tried to spice it up to make it more applicable, which is what is so exciting about next season.
Yeah. So next season, we're taking a couple different books that work like that are maybe like our parenting. I wouldn't want to say parenting Bible, but things that we're really digging into right now to grow ourselves as parents. The other thing I love about Mindful as a Mother is it keeps me growing, right? Because like I could come on here and tell you all the shit I already know from 10 years of experience, right? But like what makes it fun for me is I challenge myself to learn and explore new topics or go deeper into topics so that I can talk about them on here. So we're taking a couple books. One is focused on like regulation, specifically teaching self-regulation and how it ties in with like sensory stuff and environment and relationship. And then so that'll be great for the neurospicy kids, neurospicy adults. And then also a book about supporting your neurodivergent child in a neuroaffirming way, like making your household neuroaffirming and understanding their experience. And then there may be a third book. I feel like there's a third book for us. It's like, you know, when you feel like there's another baby.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's a third book. I just don't quite know what it is. I have a couple options in my head that
we can break down. So it's going to be not as like flow with one book and organized. It'll be more organized by topic. But yes. I think we're going to deep dive into the topics that we get questions about all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just going to get deeper. We're scuba diving.
Yeah. Yeah. Every season we scuba dive more.
Yeah. We snorkeled through this one. We snorkeled.
Yeah.
We touched on things.
Yeah.
It was deep-ish. You can hold your breath and get a little low. But we're going full on scuba now.
Yeah. Also, I have a fear of scuba diving. I've snoobed before. This has nothing to do with this, but whatever. I've snoobed before.
What is snuba?
You can do it in Hawaii. I've never done it anywhere else. I'm sure they offer it. And it's like a mix. So you don't go deep. You don't need like a scuba certification, but you do have like an oxygen thing and you're like attached to like a big oxygen tank and a hose and like an instructor down there.
Oh.
I did get the anxiety that they talk about when you first dive and you realize like I'm far enough where I don't know that I could like come up for air.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've never done it. I'm terrified of the ocean, like deep water.
Yeah. The only reason I was able to do it is because Tim was with me and he's like my co-regulator. So like I knew he wasn't going to let me like die in there.
But even if he did, you would never believe it.
But back to the metaphor of like doing new things and going deeper is a little bit scary, but it's good. It's growth.
Yes.
And that's where I feel like we're at.
Yep. We wouldn't be growing if you weren't uncomfortable.
Yeah. And that's how parenting is, right? Like if you're not trying new things and challenging your beliefs and getting a little uncomfortable, then you're not growing.
Yeah, I agree. And that gives you the opportunity to grow for yourself. So like every new parenting technique or strategy, or as you continue to develop your parenting ideology, how you want to be as a parent, become more confident and comfortable in that, you grow your own experience. So you are able to regulate more. You are able to build that self-awareness. You're able to identify your own emotions. And I talk about this a lot in therapy where when you have clients for a long time, in the beginning, it feels like as a client, like you're in this one spot and you want to be doing all these things and healing in all these ways. And it feels like the whole time you're not getting anywhere near there until one day you wake up and you just realize that you've been practicing these skills and responding differently to situations. Like you just wake up one day and you're like, oh, I haven't done that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
That is literally what it's like.
Mm-hmm. And I think too, it's so beautiful in this, like specifically with this season of this book, there's been a lot of unpacking for me about my own neurodivergence and reframing stories and beliefs and creating my own life and a life that works for me. So I've been able to do that, but then that is absolutely reflected in my parenting because then I'm also able to do it for my children.
Yeah. I was thinking about like my biggest takeaway from the season from the book, and I think it's how I want my children's neurodivergence to be defined for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because as their parent, I have the opportunity to influence a lot of what that looks like and how they view themselves and how they view their neurodiversity.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, I think before it was like, oh, we just like do life. But now I think I'm taking a more active role mm-hmm. in defining like what it looks like to be neurodivergent for them. So that way we're not falling into those pitfalls of a lot of shame and self-doubt, etc. Like we're building the skills. We're talking about how our brain is working. We're adulting and hacking life, right? Like even for our kids, I'm supporting them in those skills development and even recognizing and understanding that like when they wear goggles by the fire pit, they're not just looking for attention. Like they use creative problem solving so that way they can make s'mores without smoke in their face.
Mm-hmm.
Like being able to view it differently and define it differently for them too and acknowledge those strengths.
Yes, I love that. And I think when we build that cocoon at home, what happens is they go out into a world that is not neuroaffirming yet. My goal is to change that. But it's not neuroaffirming yet. But they have this baseline of safety at home
mm-hmm.
where they feel fully loved and accepted. And they know that they're capable. And so they are resilient out in that world that is not built for them.
Yeah. Like they recognize it more as superpowers than deficits.
Yes. And they're not internalizing it. And they're seeing it as a world that's not built for them rather than they are the problem with.
Yeah. And they can find different skills and things to adapt to the world.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think for me too, so much of realizing this season too has been realizing that and appreciating the things I'm already doing that I didn't realize I was doing because we're a neurodiverse family. Tim is, I am, I'm pretty sure at least two of the kids are. Yeah, I know for
same
sure.
Here. Oh, so the third one's numbers.
Iffy. Yeah. The third one's iffy. And I don't want to like place that on them and it doesn't matter. But I think the culture we've created in our home is that we all have different neurotypes and that the world all has different neurotypes. And you have to find ways to do life that work best for you. And no one way is right or wrong. And so that's how I've always done it, in a way that works best for me rather than what's traditional. But so I've really been able to reflect back and say, oh, I'm already doing some of this really good stuff that I couldn't put a name to. And now I can be more intentional about it.
Yeah. And when you're communicating and advocating.
Right? Yeah. And having those conversations around it. Like
with the support people in your children's lives.
Yeah, like mom's not forgetful, but mom has to place reminders of things around.
Exactly. Like we're not labeling it.
Yeah.
Like I just need a reminder.
Yeah.
It's just how my brain works. Or you have really big feelings. That also means you have really big love,
mm-hmm.
like really big happy,
mm-hmm.
you know, those types of things.
Well, and specifically too around like sensory needs, like I can communicate now to them that like I'm in a space where I don't want to be touched.
Yeah. And not feel like you're just emotionally unavailable to your kids.
Right. And they're learning, kind of going back to our next episode, they're learning that I will come back to a space where then I'm in a place to cuddle them and give them what they need.
In time.
In time.
Okay. So there's a little wrap up she does in the book. So I'm going to read it for you guys. Take it as a journal opportunity or not.
Okay.
Okay. So this season made me understand that. This season made me hope that. This season made me wish that.
Okay.
This season made me decide that.
Okay.
This season made me look at. This season made me believe that.
Okay.
This season made me remember that.
Okay.
This season made me wonder if. This season made me want to. And I'm just going to leave that with you guys.
Wait, I think we should answer them rapid fire first thing that comes to mind.
Okay, go.
Like as again. Okay, but you got to read them again because my, you know, I forgot them all.
Okay. This season made me understand that.
My brain isn't broken. It just works differently.
Good. This season made me hope that.
I can continue to live in a way that supports my brain.
This season made me wish that.
I had listened to Paige sooner about structure.
This season made me decide that.
I am committed to making the world more neuroaffirming for everybody.
This season made me look at.
My own feelings and thoughts and beliefs about my brain and how my brain works.
This season made me believe that.
I am capable and my brain does have superpowers.
This season made me remember that.
Why I'm doing this.
This season made me wonder if.
What's going to happen in the future?
This season made me want to.
Feel all the feels.
Nice.
Okay, your turn. This season made me understand that.
Everyone is different.
This season made me hope that.
I'm the parent my children need.
This season made me wish that.
I had known all this sooner.
This season made me decide that.
It's never too late to start.
This season made me look at.
All the different neurodiversity in the world.
This season made me believe that.
I am capable.
This season made me remember that.
I am a good mom.
This season made me wonder if.
Say it again.
This season made me wonder if.
I'm neurodivergent.
This season made me want to.
Continue supporting all the people that don't have an advocate.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for being here for our third season. We appreciate it more than you will ever know because without you, this would not be possible. And we're so excited to come back next season.
Enjoy your holidays!
Thanks for coming to Mindful as a Mother podcast. If you'd like more of us and Mindful as a Mother, you can find Paige at Instagram at Parenting with Paige and Lindsay at Linz_AdamsLCSW. Find us on TikTok, Instagram, and in our Facebook group, Creating Community and Smashing Parental Stigma, Embracing Mindful Motherhood and Positive Parenting. Thanks so much, and see you next time.